The organ is a familiar instrument in church, and many Baptist and Pentecostal congregations feature full bands. But what about a steel guitar? Well, for one denomination, it's a common sight. The Church of the Living God is where Robert Randolph first learned to play in the tradition known as sacred steel. He brought the style to clubs and concert halls around the world. In the latest installment of our series, Ecstatic Voices, Sacred Music in America, Matt Sacchichini takes us to one small church in Tocopola, Mississippi, just outside Oxford. There he reports the steel guitar is integral to the congregation's sense of faith and community.
Some say the purpose of church is to deliver the word of God. If so, what's the role of music in the service?
The music has always been a part of God's way of getting people's attention.
Bishop Calvin Wortham is the pastor at the Church of the Living God.
And sometimes he speaks through the thunder, lightning. Sometimes he speaks in the music.
Music is a kind of delivery mechanism, says choir director Mary Wortham. It not only helps get people's attention, it helps them get the meaning.
You know, there's something they need to be listening to, or God's given a message through the song. They need to hear what it's saying, not just the sound and the music, but they need to hear the words of it.
At the Church of the Living God, there's another way of receiving God's message, through the lap steel. It sits on four legs like the pedal steel used in country music, but it's simpler to play. It looks kind of like a miniature ironing board. It's got eight or nine strings, and the guitarist uses a metal bar to glide across them, allowing him to slide between the notes of the scale and mimic the wailing sound of gospel singing. Here in Tocopola, the lap steel's in the capable hands of Jerry Flemons, or as he puts it, his hands are guided by the Spirit.
My body can play all the time, you know, but if the Spirit, the anointing isn't there, it's just music played, you know. So it takes the anointing, it takes God, you know, to bring it to pass, to make it materialize.
During the service, Bishop Wortham might dance as much as he preaches, and parishioners leave their pews, raising their hands toward the sky as they strut down the aisles. Cheryl Flemons often leads the church in song.
There's a certain claps-don't rhythm. That's just a part of our church. I've had some friends that come and they're just really amazed by it. Like, what's up with the rhythm, you know? How is it that everybody has that same beat, has that same rhythm?
The shuffle has a bit of North Mississippi blues, but the basic musical formula can be heard throughout the eastern U.S. It was established by the late Bishop Lorenzo Harrison. Decades ago, when the Church of the Living God split into several dominions, Harrison was the musical force behind the Jewel Dominion, headquartered in Indianapolis, where some of the services were recorded. Some slide guitarists have gained popularity outside the church, especially those from the related Keith Dominion, which is known for a flashier style, played on the pedal steel. In the 1990s, a series of recordings called Sacred Steel helped pave the way for Robert Randolph's commercial success. But for guitarist Jerry Flemons, like his mentor Lorenzo Harrison, there's only one place for this music.
It comes from God, see, and that's where it belongs, in the house of God. I mean, if you take it out here and do other things with it, then you're not praising God with it, you know. You're praising Satan. And people should use a gift from God to praise God and to comfort the soul of man.
For Bishop Wortham and many others, the slide guitar doesn't just accompany the voice, it's a voice in its own right.
Sometimes you don't have to say a word. If you just listen to the steel, sometimes a message in that music.
For NPR News, I'm Matt Sacchettini.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.